Didn't they do a marvelous job? Thank you, all of you. Wow. We have some very familiar characters in the manger scene, and then some very unfamiliar characters. There's a few cows in there and a lion. And I guess that's the vision of the peaceable kingdom, right? The lion shall lay down with the lamb. Okay, I'm going to ask all of you who have done such a lovely job, if you would sit down right where you are. Oh, you are so good. So good. And we're going to talk for a few minutes together. And since Grace did such a wonderful job as our head angel, would you come over and sit next to me, Grace? I need to ask you to help me. Could you make room, slide over just a little bit that way? That way. The other way? Thank you. And Grace is going to sit next to me and help me. Okay. You'll learn why. All right. Who knows, there's another word for Jesus, another name for Jesus in the Bible besides just Jesus. Do you, anybody have some ideas of what that might be? Well, you have a special role already. Let's ask down here. Do you know? Christ, that's one name for Jesus, yes. Another one? Prince of Peace, very good. Another one? Wonderful Counselor. Somebody's been listening to their scripture. All right. Will? God? Mm-hmm. Or Son of God? You?
Blessed Christ.
Very good guess. How about you, Patrick? The Light of the World. Wow, you guys are coming up with really good ones.
Emmanuel.
That's the one I was thinking of. But you came up with very, very good ones. Are there other ones that you have? Everlasting Father? I didn't hear that one. Excuse me for my cough. So I want you to think about this one name that we call Jesus by from the Bible, that name Emmanuel. Does anybody know what that means? It has a meaning. Remember what it means kind of in English? Emmanuel is a different language from the Bible. What does it mean in English? Anybody know? Emmanuel? Harry? God with us. It means God with us. So I want you to keep that in mind. Think about Emmanuel. Repeat after me, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
God with us.
Okay. I'm going to share with you a story that has come to be one of my favorite stories. Now that I have a little baby in my house, I have really enjoyed cuddling up with him and reading stories. So this is one of my favorites. How many know this story? Guess how much I love you. Okay, I know this one is familiar to a lot of you. I want you to cuddle up right here on the steps as if you're getting ready for bed. I know it's a long way from bedtime. But think a little bit about Jesus, about Emmanuel and God being with us as I read you this story, and then we're going to talk about that afterwards, okay? Think about it a little differently than maybe you've heard it before. Little Nut Brown Hair, who was going to bed, held on tight to Big Nut Brown Hair's very long ears. He wanted to be sure that Big Nut Brown Hair was listening. "Guess how much I love you," he said. "Oh, I don't think I could guess that," said Big Nut Brown Hair. "This much," said Little Nut Brown Hair, stretching out his arms as wide as they could go. Stretching out his arms as wide as they could go. Big Nut Brown Hair had even longer arms. "But I love you this much," he said. "That is a lot," thought Little Nut Brown Hair. "I love you as high as I can reach," said Little Nut Brown Hair. "I love you as high as I can reach," said Nut Brown Hair. "That is quite high," thought Little Nut Brown Hair. I wish I had arms like that. Then little Nut Brown Hare had a good idea. He tumbled upside down and reached up the tree trunk with his feet. I love you all the way up to my toes, he said. And I love you all the way up to your toes, said Big Nut Brown Hare, swinging him up over his head. I love you as high as I can hop, laughed Little Nut Brown Hare. He can hop pretty high. There we go. Bouncing up and down. But I love you as high as I can hop, smiled Big Nut Brown Hare. And he hopped so high that his ears touched the branches above. That's good hopping, thought Little Nut Brown Hare. I wish I could hop like that. I love you all the way down the lane, as far as the river, cried Little Nut Brown Hare. I love you across the river and over the hills, said Big Nut Brown Hare. That's very far, thought Little Nut Brown Hare. He was almost too sleepy to think anymore. Then he looked beyond the thorn bushes out into the big dark night. Nothing could be farther than the sky. I love you right up to the moon, he said, and closed his eyes. Oh, that's far, said Big Nut Brown Hare. That is very, very far. Big Nut Brown Hare settled Little Nut Brown Hare into his bed of leaves. He leaned over and he kissed him goodnight. Then he lay down close by and whispered with a smile, I love you, right up to the moon and back. And back. Yay! Yes, that's a very nice story. I love that story. Now, repeat after me that word again. What's that word I was asking you about? Emmanuel, God with us. You know, when you look at the sky, like Little Nut Brown Hare did, do you ever do that? Do you ever lay in your bed and look out the window and look at the stars in the sky? Yeah? You think, wow.
I do.
How big it is out there. How big is the universe? How big is all of this? It's ginormous. All of this that God has made. Can we see God? Have you ever seen God? No. Well, if you were going to ask yourself, guess how much God loves you, what do you think how would God answer? He said, guess how much I love you. God wants to know. I think God would answer, I love you enough to be born as a baby, enough to be born as Emmanuel, God with us. I love you enough to join right with you on earth and not be so far away in the stars in the sky, but to be right next to you, right nearby. Why? So that when you're afraid, he can be there, right there, to comfort you, right? And when you're nervous and you need some courage, he can be right nearby to help give you that courage and that strength. When God asks, guess how much I love you, God's answer is Jesus. And that's the very best gift that we could have at Christmas time. I know you are very, very excited about all the gifts that you'll be getting in the morning, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so. But before you go to bed tonight, I want to ask you to do one thing. And that is when you lay down to say your prayers tonight, how many of you say prayers at night before you go to bed? That's a really good practice. And especially tonight, if you've never done it before, you lay down in your bed and you say, God, thank you for loving me so much that you gave me Jesus. Okay? And then when you get up and celebrate with all those gifts in the morning, you have a real reason to celebrate. Yes? All right. Thank you very much for telling the story of Jesus' birth to all of these people here. Would you stand up with me? We're gonna wish everybody the peace of Christ, okay? Turn around and face the congregation, would you? All your moms and dads and grandparents, and say after me, may the peace of Christ be with you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
And always with you. Also with you. All right, Merry Christmas. Go sit down with your families again. Thank you. Thank you very much, Grace.